This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Time. It's always vanishing. The commute, the errands, the work functions, the meetings, selling your car. Unless you sell your car with Carvana. Get a real offer in minutes. Get it picked up from your door. Get paid on the spot. So fast, you'll wonder what the catch is. There isn't one. We just respect you and your time. Oh, you're still here? Move along now. Enjoy your day. Sell your car today.
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
Welcome to the Love Story Podcast. I'm your host, Ashley Green, where we are capturing the magic of every love story. Well, welcome to the Love Story Podcast, Joe Hannings. You're both Joe Hannings?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'll let you introduce yourselves.
I'm Tina Jo Hanning.
And I'm Nathan Jo Hanning.
Nathan Jo Hanning and Tina Jo Hanning. Okay, perfect. So the premise of the podcast is the Love Story Podcast. So question number one, do you guys love each other?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Done. You meet the criteria.
Yes.
Okay, how long have you guys been married for?
So we've been married for 4 years, January, and then we've been together for 12 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay, 12 years. So how did you guys meet?
That was high school. Would have been like sophomore year. And then high school sweethearts.
Are you both in the same grade?
Yeah,
same grade. And then we were in the same homeroom, so we started the day.
Because
she had a maiden name that started with J2.
Yeah, right. Oh, I see. Yes.
You get put in by your last name.
Sure.
Yeah, alphabetically. So, yeah, we started all 4 years of high school, we were in the same homeroom. Mm-hmm. So,
okay.
Yeah.
So did you, before that, had you gone to school together before that, or was it just like freshman
middle
year?
School? We went to middle school together, but we went to different elementary.
Yeah, I don't remember having much, if any, contact with her.
Mm-mm.
You know, like middle school, you're just hanging out with your buddies and stuff. So
yeah, it's the weird of like tell your friend to tell his friend that you have a crush on him, and
then
he'll tell her to tell you what he thinks. Yeah.
Yeah.
So didn't really know each other too much in middle school. Gross. Mm-mm. Everyone
Not
has
really,
cooties.
No.
But then something changed all of a sudden for sophomore year.
Yeah.
Well, and I think what it was I was talking to one of his friends who I was friends with, and something, his name got brought up.
Uh-huh.
And he's like,
Twitter pated. You were like,
he's like, do you want his phone number? And I was like, sure, why not?
Ooh.
But like, we were friends like in homeroom. Like, we never, it was just something we never, like, I don't think either of us thought of. And then, we started talking. And
yeah, I remember chatting with her and stuff, mm-hmm. Just. Very simple chatting type stuff, but I guess I don't know exactly the moment it changed.
Mm-mm.
I guess I don't remember that, but it did.
Sure.
It just happened, and then you start pursuing somebody, and
So did your friend tell you that he had given Tina your
number? I don't think I remember that part.
Because, we saw each other every day. So,
yeah.
I think it was just because, I texted him. And I don't know if he questioned who I got the phone number from. But
yeah, I don't think I really even questioned it. Because I was like, a girl is texting me.
Yeah.
And I didn't have to do the legwork.
Right.
So, all right, this sounds awesome,
So, had you had relationships previously that were, any level of seriousness?
Not me.
It was your typical high school.
Yeah, very typical.
Flings.
Yeah, for sure.
No.
Yeah,
okay.
Very typical. Very quick in and out.
Just gross. On to the
I consider Tina my first, I say my first girlfriend just because the other ones were very, 2 weeks, whatever. So, I consider her my first girlfriend,
Okay, so Tina, you text him out of the blue. You're just like, sup, boo? And he's like, hey, okay, texty, see each other during the week.
Yeah.
And then when, was it fairly early on in sophomore year or,
No, it was the last part of sophomore year.
Oh,
so it was, winter. actually. Mm-hmm. I think it was like end of 2012.
Yeah, okay. I remember it being cold.
Yeah, it was end of 2012 into 2013 because we started dating in January too.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, he texted me and some of his friends were going to the mall and he's like, hey, want to come with? And I was like, sure, because you know, kids around here, yes. That's where we hang out at is the mall. And yeah, we went to the mall a few times and then...
Held hands, smooching in the food court.
No, it was kind of a slow...
It was slow,
because we went straight, I feel like.
Yeah.
We went straight from, like, texting not very long. Mm-mm. And then I think that's when Zach said, like, you should invite her. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yeah, that's a great idea, because then I felt more comfortable, I feel.
Yeah.
And then she knew, like, we all know each other. We're all in the same grade, so we all know each other. Mm-hmm. So it felt more like just a hangout. Mm-hmm. Like, nothing real serious. Like, I wouldn't even consider us dating then, really. I don't think. Mm-hmm. Like, we were just chatting. Mm-hmm. Like, we didn't do anything, like, alone, like, as mm-mm. a date, I would call it. So, yeah, just hanging out. We just hung out around the mall. I think we walked around a little bit. Sat down, I sat next to her, mm-hmm. and just, like, chatted.
Sure.
You mm-hmm. know, like, just very innocent chatting.
And if I remember, I think we did that a few times. Yeah. But yeah, we never really hung out, just me and him, before we actually were dating.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, then just texting, you know, still texting, and then I think our first date was the mall.
The Red Hot Mall.
Yeah,
this was a good
one. Yeah. And we just, did the same thing, basically, but now we're just by ourselves, walked around, sat down, probably ate some food, whatever. Yeah. And at the time, I was 16. I had my driver's license, and then I had a Dodge Dakota. They're like a compact truck. Mm-hmm. And I thought I was hot shit. And I was like, you should drive, because she didn't live that far away from the mall. I picked her up, brought her to the mall. And I was like, you should drive back home.
Didn't have your license. No permit. No nothing.
Like, no driving experience.
Okay. A little bit. Like, I drove vehicles, like, on family farms and stuff like that, or, like, on the back road. But
no road rules.
Nope.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah, and then jumped in the truck, started backing up, and then backed up into a Hummer.
Oh, first
date, backed up into a Hummer.
I broke his taillight.
Yeah, broke
a nothing cup. Touched. Did you drive the Hummer.
Well, we pulled over. And I was like, well, I got to figure this out. And I'm like, I'm 16, so I don't really know what to do. So I wrote a note, put it on his windshield, and just being like, hey, I backed up into your Hummer.
Well, yeah.
There was nothing, no marks on his Hummer.
His vehicle had nothing. It doesn't even look like it got touched.
Oh, okay.
And my truck was falling apart.
Yes, yeah, of course.
My truck was falling apart.
Yes. Taillight busted everything.
Yeah. And then we just left a note. And the guy, I think, texted me and just said, like, all good. And I was
no big deal.
Perfect.
Wow. Yeah. That's literal best case
But scenario. Then something about when we pulled off, somebody thought we hit and run. Somebody called the cops. And I don't know if they contacted that guy and he said something to you, because I don't think the cops actually found us. That sounds really
What's
bad.
What's the statute of limitations?
Yeah. That's really bad. Yeah. But the guy was just, he was like, no, you're fine. It's perfectly fine. There's no mark. There's nothing.
Yeah.
It's whatever.
Yeah. You know. Some of this has happened so long ago, too. I kind of get blurry. But because my mom and dad found out, and I don't know if I, because obviously my truck looked like it had damage.
Yes.
So I don't remember if I told them or, you know, because the truck would have been in my mom's name and insurance and stuff. Mm-hmm. I don't remember if that's how she was told. I really don't remember that part.
You got grounded.
Yeah, I got in trouble. Mm-hmm. And then that's when the talk of, like, well, who's driving? And then I was like, oh, it was this girl.
You know, you ratted her out.
They didn't even meet me yet.
Some girl, she doesn't have her license.
Yeah. I wasn't a big liar to my mom and dad. Just the Hummer guy. I lied to the Hummer guy for sure.
Yeah, and the cops.
But not mom and dad. Especially not mom. I don't remember how they found out, but they found out. Yep. Got in some trouble, whatever. It really wasn't the end.
No. But that was all of his family's first impression of me.
Yes.
Was
that you're just
trashed his truck.
Absolutely.
And not even just like his parents and brother. Yeah. It was like the extended family.
Of course. Yes. That were like, you would not believe
the one.
What did Nathan do?
Yeah.
Let me tell you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Under the bad influence of this Tina girl. So when you have to walk in now and meet this whole family, are they all just like side-eyeing you, or was it
it was the first conversation that up, because I think it was a grad party that we were going to, and that was, they're like, oh, so you're the one that crashed the truck. And I was like, yes.
Yeah, because how long ago was it after that then you came over and we had pizza? That was like the first time you met mom and dad. It wasn't very long.
No,
right?
It was a couple days.
It was pretty quick. Like, we probably went on like two dates, I'd maybe call it, by the time, the plan wasn't to like meet mom and dad. It was just like, why don't you come over here? Mm-hmm. My mom and dad have pizza.
Kind of thing. Yeah. That's kind of what it was with both of our parents. Because I have divorced parents. Yeah. And so like, it was just kind of casual. It wasn't like we ever planned days to go meet the parents kind of thing.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah.
You just kind of, yeah, come over, hang out, have some pizza. Yeah. Mom's going to grill you a little bit.
Yeah.
She's going to check in.
Yeah, because we hung out downstairs, too. It wasn't like we were doing family stuff upstairs, right, too. So it was kind of like a more just us hanging mm-hmm. out, but just at my house at the time. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you get over the awkwardness of the, like, okay, crime spree came to an end,
mm-hmm.
hopefully. Okay. And then you're meeting mom and dad, hanging out, all of that kind of stuff. And then are we just kind of casually dating over the next, like, so that would have been sophomore year into the summer, just doing the, you know, kid hangout, all of that kind of stuff.
I was over there all the time.
Yeah.
I have a little bit different of a dynamic when it comes to, like, my parents. And I had an older sister who was, mm-hmm. like, 4 years older than me. So she didn't live at home at the time. And so there was really nothing for me to do at home. And so mm-hmm. it was just easier to go over to his house because they went places and they went on adventures. Granted, we did it as kids too in my family, but I don't know, it just felt like I belonged, like, right away.
I'd consider like my mom and dad fairly traditional in the way of like, you know, like you eat supper when it's supper time at the table kind of stuff.
Everybody together.
Mm-hmm. And so like Tina was just part of it right away.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. We were just all, you know, she had her spot. And I remember mom always being like, is Tina coming over? Because she was always ready just to like get the table ready. Here we go. We got room. Yeah. So it just started working right away.
Do you have siblings, Nate?
Yeah, I have a younger brother. He's 2 years younger than me.
Okay. Did you get along with him right away?
Oh, yeah. But we had, like, the typical brother-sister kind of relationship.
Yes. Yep.
Yeah, for the longest... And I don't know if he fully liked me at first because I was competing his brother.
Yeah, you're the girl. Yeah.
Eventually, and it was a few years in that we finally, like...
Like, really got along.
Really got along.
Yeah.
But he was also, what... 14, 15.
Yeah. And you guys are so, like, we're cool older teenagers.
Right. Yeah. Like, we got along, but we definitely had the typical bickering.
Me and my brother did everything together, and then now I'm not doing everything with him. So then it kind of puts me in a scenario, too, where it's like, I still want to do stuff with my brother.
Right.
But I got a girlfriend now, so trying to, like, sort that through.
Ryan always had to sit in the back of the truck.
Of course. Yeah, that he's
Once
not
he got his
to.
Jeep, had to sit in the back of the Jeep. Like, it was always me in the front. I don't think he was always the fan of that.
Right.
But...
Yeah, I picked up Tina a lot for school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it was funny, like, I don't know, we got a 10-minute drive through town to go pick up Tina. And my brother just knew right away, like, as soon as we were leaving our house, he's in the back. I'm driving. So we go pick up Tina. So I could just imagine what he was like.
Yeah.
Ah, this sucks, dude.
Stupid Tina.
Yeah. Tina. But it worked out good because we started doing a lot of stuff, like the three of us.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I felt like I always tried to invite Ryan, my brother. But it wasn't weird because it wasn't like a competition thing. We were just all hanging out. Yeah. And it's been like that since.
It's always been like that.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got a girlfriend now. Us four will do stuff. It was the three of us.
Mm-hmm.
And then his girlfriend came around, and she's great. So now all four of us, that's are always doing stuff together as much as we can. You know, we're busy, but as much as we can. So,
okay.
Yeah, it works. It was perfect. Yeah.
So did you guys then, now you go into junior year, did you go to prom together junior year?
Yeah, junior and senior year.
Okay.
Yep.
That was the only dance I could convince him to go to. Because, you got like winter formal, homecoming, all those. Nope, only could convince him for prom, so I took it. I took advantage of it.
Absolutely.
So.
A lot of that, too, is like, then my buddies are starting to get girlfriends.
Mm-hmm.
And then, we're talking, what dance are you going to? Oh, I'm only doing prom. Me too. Yeah, all right, that's all I'm going to, too. Because, I'm going to end up just sitting there, dancing by myself, whatever. So
I could barely get my son to go to prom. I think he went to one winter formal, and then it was after that he was like, I'm not going to prom. And I'm like, this is your senior year.
Did he have a girlfriend?
He ended up getting a girlfriend, and then they broke up shortly after prom. Yeah, but they went to prom together, and I was like,
I don't know. I remember prom because we had both times we went, we had different groups, both really good groups.
Yeah.
Like, I had a great time, surprisingly, which I wouldn't have thought I would have.
A lot of fun.
Yeah.
But, because I'm not a big dancer or whatever, but I did have a good time. It was fun.
The Grand March
actually was, more fun, too, than I thought, because they're like, we're going to get you on stage, we're going to announce your names, and you're going to do your little wave. Yeah. And I was like, that sounds not fun. But it was a good time. It was a good time. The groups we had, you go out to dinner before.
Mm-hmm.
It was just, it was a lot of fun. Yeah. Two different groups, though, which I thought was kind of cool.
Luckily, you guys in the same high school, you only have to go to one prom each year. You're not doing the, like,
his
prom,
right.
her prom.
Right. Yeah. Some of the schools around here have prom on the same day. I can't imagine if, like, there's couples at each school. You have to pick which one you want to go to. That's not cool.
Yeah, we had some friends, too, that had, like, when we were seniors, they'd have a boyfriend or girlfriend that was a year out of high school, too. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, I don't know if I can get myself to do that.
Back to high school.
Like a high school, for sure. I'd be like, no.
Yeah, now I'm the weird old guy that's, like, sitting here. You're only 18, but you're just like...
But there was that one guy that came to our senior, and I'm pretty sure he was graduated. That was Macy's.
Yeah, well, he was 21.
Yeah, he was, like, significantly older.
Yeah, and so he had to get permission from the principal.
Yeah.
And he gave him permission, so... Wow.
But I remember talking to him, and he was, like, a super nice... Like, we got along really well, I thought. So,
Yeah, and that was one of the groups we went with.
Yeah, that was the senior year group.
Yeah.
Welcome to Green Thumb Etc., home of custom furniture upholstery, designer floral, and exclusive giftware. Do you need to find a gift for that crazy aunt that has everything? You'll find it at Green Thumb. Do you have grandma's old chair that nobody wants anymore, but you just don't have a heart to throw away? I can upholster it for you. Or do you need flowers for someone to say, I'm sorry, or to say, I love you? You can find that here too. Come on down to the corner of 7th and St. Germain in downtown St. Cloud, and you can shop to your weirdo heart's content. Find us online at greenthumbetc.com, Facebook, or Instagram at greenthumbetc.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
At this point, you're already familiar with the way the Love Story podcast operates. However, there are some stories that can't be told on the Love Story that need to be told after dark. So we started Love Story After Dark, a podcast that you can get bonus content on Patreon. There's all sorts of bonus content that you can find on Patreon, audio, video, special swag, all kinds of stuff. So if you're looking at just wanting to get the audio of the Love Story After Dark, that's $5 a month. If you want to get audio and video, $10 a month. If you want to be a part of the sticker club and get exclusive sticker swag, that's $25 a month. And for $50 a month, you can get the elite bonus merch. However, you don't have to pay any money to just get exclusive clips from any of our After Dark episodes. Get yourself added to the email list so you can get notifications for when new content drops for the Love Story podcast After Dark.
When you're going through high school and doing all of that kind of stuff, did you have the conversations of, like, what are you going to do after high school? Like, okay.
I knew what I was doing out of high school. While I was in high school, I was pretty locked in. I knew I wanted to go to the local tech college for welding and then just weld.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's what you do
that's
now?
That's what I do now to this day, yep.
Okay.
I had a little bit different of a journey. I toured different schools. I toured schools in the cities. I originally was wanting to go for engineering because I was in a bunch of different classes in school that I really enjoyed and I was good at. But then I didn't take any senior year and I kind of just grew out of it.
Mm-hmm.
So I registered to go to St. Cloud State for generals and I got accepted. And so I didn't know what I wanted to do, but it was on my graduation party day. And Nate goes, what if you go for, like, marketing? And I was like, oh. And then he, like, kind of gave his, like, reason for it. Mm-hmm. And I was like.
Well, she has always been so creative. Like, you know, I feel like I'm creative in a way, but I can't get it out of my head. Like, I have no outlet really that I'm good at to get it out. But you could explain something to her, like, what if we made this, did this, that, and the other thing? And if you know, it's, like, a real thing in person. Yeah, way more creative. Good at, like, just doodle. Like, you doodle. We worked together at Mills Fleet when we...
Okay. Mm-hmm. Go to school together.
Yeah, when we
together.
Were in school, we worked together. Not next to each other, but at the same company.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a lot of times where, like, you'd get off of work early, and there'd be a little doodle on my truck And I was just like, and I still have, I have a stack of these doodles. But yeah, all these like just random doodles, you know, like it was just, she's good at doodling, drawing stuff up, you know, whatever, that creative thing. And I'm like, I feel like, I mean, engineers I'm sure are creative, but I was like, I don't think this is it, you know, you got to do some creative stuff. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, so then I went to St. Cloud State. Registered for marketing and went there for 1 year. Was not a fan of the big school aspect. Right. And I worked at, or I lived at home, so I had to park down by the hockey center and ride the bus up every day. And I was like, this just isn't for me. Yeah. And so then I did my research and I found out that they have a graphic design and marketing combined program at the tech college. And I was like, well, why didn't I do this from the beginning? And so, yeah, I transferred there and then graduated 2 years from there. And we both are still doing what we went to college for. And
that's awesome.
Yeah. When I was going to the tech college, I only went for a year. That's all I needed to do to get what I needed. And that's when she was going to SCSU. And I remember her explaining to me, like, well, I got to park way down the road. I got to get bussed in. I got to do this. Because at the tech college, especially in the trades, they treat it like a job. So, like, you need to punch in at 6 a.m. or whatever, but you get to park right up against, you just walk in, you're there, you bring your coffee and whatever. I thought what I was doing was easier in that aspect of like, I'm just in the real world type scenario versus like, oh, I got to park down the road and get bussed in. And then I got a 2 hour break and then I got to go back. Like we're us at the tech college, they were trying to get all of our classes done in the morning. So then hopefully you could go work a job of some kind if it was welding or whatever. So like a lot of the days by like noon, I was
awesome.
Yeah, I was done.
Yeah.
So
and then just going off working.
Yeah. And then I was still working at Mills Fleet and then got my job welding and I still work there to this day. It'll be 10 years in December. Wow. So yeah.
Okay. So now you guys are doing your like getting the job thing and whatever you're talking about, like after you go to high school and then you've got careers and all of that kind of stuff. At what point do you guys move in together?
Well, you had an apartment.
With my mom.
Yep.
And then I moved in with my sister eventually. So a different.
And I was just still living at mom and dad's because I knew I was never going to live in an apartment. Like sure. I was going from mom and dad's house.
You tried it once, but it wasn't.
I tried it once. Very, very quickly.
Yeah.
But I knew I wasn't doing an apartment thing. I was going to a house.
Yep.
Like I was getting a house. So my mom and dad are great in that aspect too. They're like, live here, save your money, grind it out, and go get your house. And that's what we did. 2017? Yeah. I was 20.
I was 19.
Yep.
Bought a house. You guys went and bought a house?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, not too far away from like the downtown St. Cloud area. Mm-hmm. And we lived there till just recently. It would have been like 8 years we lived there.
Almost 8 years, exactly.
So it worked great. I mean, that house taught us a lot. Mm-hmm. We brought our first dog home in that house. We brought our first child home in that house. We got married in that house.
Handful of
not in the house,
vehicles.
But, yep. Different vehicles.
Boats.
All the toys.
We remodeled parts of it.
And, wow.
Yeah, that house taught us a lot for sure. Yep.
So you move in at 19 and 20. Did you guys buy it together or did you buy it?
I bought the house. Okay. And then the plan was, you know, like we'd figure out how we're paying what, basically. Yeah. So we had that all figured out. And at the time, interest rates were low, and it was easy because at that time, too, like, we really didn't have much. Like, we weren't, I've never been, like, somebody to buy a bunch of a fish house and a boat and a this and a that. It just happened over time.
Okay.
So, it was easy. I mean, you were broke, for sure, but it wasn't like, oh, what are we going to do this week? I had my welding job by that time. I was still going to school till, like, noon, and then I'd work till about midnight. And then just wake up and do it all over again. So I was a college kid working 40 hours a week. I had enough money to make it happen, no problem.
Yeah, especially if your mom, I mean, what a gift for your parents to just say, hey, just, I think it's those little things that like, you don't realize when you're talking about like wealth and that kind of stuff. It's like, that's the intangible of what a gift that you have to be able to say, nope, stay here and save your money.
Yeah, I had buddies, 18, like you got to go find something. And it's like, sure, I'm sure that's a good lesson to learn, but if you could have your kids work a job or go to school, whatever path you go down, be able to grind some money. Because that's all I did. I didn't buy anything. It was like a year and a half. I just tried to make as much money as possible, as much overtime as possible, put it in the bank, and boom, we're good to go. So then buying a house was like fairly easy. You know, we could definitely hold a standard. Like, you know, you'd look at some houses and you're like, this is not it. Like, I've worked hard for this money. I want it to go into, you know, something good.
Right. Well, and we even talked, like, thinking about it, like, I don't know how we did it, though.
Yeah.
Because, like, we, at that age, knowing how much money we were making, I mean, for me especially, because I was in college full-time, and so I was only working part-time. Like, she was still working a full-time job, but, like, I didn't have the capacity because of where I was working. They only were open so long. And so, like, thinking of the income that we were making then, I was like, I don't know how we made it.
Yeah.
But we did.
Yeah.
And we were fine. Like, we never were at a point where we were like, I don't know how we're going to make our next home, like, house payment. I don't know how we're going to have food on the table. That never, ever happened.
Yeah.
But I still am shocked on how far we got with it.
It just happened. You just make it happen. You know, you look back now and you're like, yeah, how did we do that? But you took it week by week. Oh, next week, you know, I got a bunch of stuff for class. Oh, I'll work some overtime and we'll be set. You know, like, my job was extremely flexible, which worked super great. They're like, just come in when you can, leave when you want, kind of thing. Like, so it worked great. I can work as much as I wanted. So yeah, there was times I was going to school from 6 to noon, and then I would still put in 50 hours of work.
Yeah.
So like, and then I'm going to school for welding, I'm welding. And then it got to a point where I realized if I stopped going to school, I could make a lot more money working.
Okay.
So then I just kind of tapered off going to school. So I never actually finished going to school, which my job didn't care about.
Right.
Because I realized how fast I was learning stuff, just being on the job. And then I was like, man, I could go full time. Because at the time, I was still technically a part timer. So I wasn't getting the benefits. I wasn't getting, you know, you work night shift, so you get a differential. It's like $1.75 or whatever the time it was. And it's like, oh, I'm going to stop going to school. The work was paying way more than school was.
So did you guys just kind of always know that, like, as after you met sophomore year, actually started officially dating, did you just kind of always know that it was like, okay, we're just going to do this for the rest of our lives? Or was there, like, a little bit of a
turn? Yeah, I mean, I never had a point where I was like, ah, should I maybe stop doing this, you know, stop dating her and go find something different? It just, everything always worked so well that it's like, why... There's no way the grass is greener anywhere else.
Right.
You know, so it just kept going. I was like, well, I'll wait for the time where I'm like, yep, the grass will be greener somewhere else. That and it just never happened, never has happened. It's always, I'm on the green side now, so.
Yeah, we never had that, like, I mean, you have your typical relationship things, like arguments, disagreements, kind of stuff, but we never, like, ever got to the point where we're like, we had to take a break or anything.
Yeah.
Like, no, that never, ever happened.
Yeah, we never took a break. We never didn't date. We never didn't talk, you know, nothing like that. It just always worked. Yeah, just...
Yeah.
What do you attribute that to? Did you have... I mean, Tina, you said that your parents are divorced. Was it, like, what was kind of your relationship role model? Or was it just, like, you didn't even really need a role model?
I really think it's his parents. And I think it's because we started at a young age and I was around so much. Mm-hmm. My dad has a girlfriend, longtime girlfriend, like my stepmom. And so I saw stuff from them. Mm-hmm. My mom's never really... She's dated, but she's never really, like, had a super long-term relationship. And so my parents didn't have the best relationship, but I was 2 when they got divorced. So I never saw that part. And I never really saw any... The only times I ever really saw really bad relationships were my sister. She had some pretty rough ones. And so... But they were young. And so I guess I never really had any, like, I don't know, really, like, ones to look after, kind of. Mm-hmm. It was always his parents that we kind of... Just their dynamic just worked. And so, and ours then just worked. We've talked about this with other people, how, like, some of my friends, like, talking with, like, their significant other, like, they're texting all the time. We would go a day without talking to each other. We trusted each other. We just didn't need to talk 24/7.
Yeah. Being independent was probably our strongest, especially at the time. Was the strongest thing. Like, you know, I'm still hanging out with buddies and stuff in and out of high school, whatever. And you would just go and hang out. Hey, I'm going to be with so-and-so today. All right, I'm with so-and-so. Like, we always were so independent doing our own things, but then we'd come together and we'd do our thing. And then we'd go apart and do separate things. Mm-hmm. And there was never, like, a trust problem. There was never nothing, no reason for it not to work.
Yeah, so. And then you see, like, I feel like when you go hang out with your friends, be like, oh, yeah, so-and-so's girlfriend was freaking out because we were hanging out. And it feels good not to have that, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, just slow, steady Tina.
But that's been like our whole relationship. We just never were, but his parents were like that too. Mm-hmm. His parents are ones that can go hours without talking to each other. Mm-hmm. Nothing, they don't think anything of it. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's really where we kind of got like the dynamic from.
Yeah, kind of. You just
we
consistently kind of resemble show it to up,
and like actually, it's kind of cool. This is a cool thing that his, almost all of his family, his dad's side, are all high school sweethearts.
Oh.
Yep.
Almost everybody. The only one, there's only a few of his cousins that aren't, but almost every single person that is in a relationship with somebody that they went to high school with, or they started dating in high school.
Yeah, like mom and dad they didn't start dating in high school, but right out of high school.
Yeah.
You know, so.
His brother is dating a girl that he went to high school with. All of his aunts and uncles were high school sweethearts.
Wow.
And so, yeah, it's kind of cool that now we're a part of that too.
Yeah.
You get so deep into dating that you start thinking about, like, okay, let's say it did get rocky or whatever, and we do need to break up. I got to, like, restart what we've built up, especially by the time we got the house, you know, like, well, we're going to make this work, like, you know, to a certain point, obviously. But, like, this isn't easy now just to be like, all right, I think we're done.
Right.
Like, I much rather would put some effort in to figure out any problems that come up, whatever, than just being like, ah, yeah, we're gonna stop.
Yeah.
You know, so, yeah. Yeah, once we got the house, I mean, we were pretty locked in.
Yeah.
So how long after buying the house did you guys get married?
It was actually a fair amount of time.
Yeah.
Surprisingly.
Because we bought the house in 2017, and we didn't get married till 2021. So it was four years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so
yeah, it was a year and a half that we got engaged, and then a year and a half later we got married.
There was just never a pressing, like, we got to get married, because what's going to change? Like, we're
other
still...
family.
Yeah,
when are you gonna have kids? When are you gonna get married?
Right.
Yeah,
we're still living together. We're still gonna live together. Our bills aren't gonna change. Our jobs aren't gonna. Nothing's gonna change. So like, why are we gonna? I don't know. We just never had that big like, let's go get married. And then at that point too, we were just trying to save money, trying to build the house up how we wanted it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, okay, are we gonna take all this money and go get married? Yeah, that'd be great, but we could put it into this and have this done or whatever. So, yeah, there's a lot of that.
Mm-hmm.
So who proposed to whom?
I proposed to her.
Okay.
It was fall of...
September 19th.
Okay, yep. And we went to...
Who's keeping track?
Right?
We went to Itasca State Park. I just proposed it like an idea, like, we should go to Itasca for the day, hang out.
Did you have the ring and everything?
I had the ring. I had it for a long time, too.
We went shopping. We went and looked at rings. Because I think we were both at that point where we were like, we're ready eventually. Yeah. Like, we're good with this. And so we went looking, and I picked out a few that I liked. And I was like, I obviously don't know which one you pick. I don't want to know which one you pick. But here's some ones that I like.
I heard it from a guy at work. He's like, you know, you start talking with your guys, that you know, you become buddies with them, all this stuff. And they're like, bring her to a couple different ring stores and just so you can get an idea. Plus, then they'll fit her. So now you know the size of the ring. They'll fit her. And then you can just see what she likes. And then you still get to pick the final thing. But you got a good idea. And so, yeah, I took that, which I'm a big believer that it works so good.
Well, yeah, it doesn't. You don't have to do this big, like, surprise. If you're making a commitment to someone for the rest of your life, the last thing that you want is, number one, to just be like, when people propose in front of, like, the whole family or whatever, if you don't know for sure the answer is going to be yes, woof. That's
quite
scary.
Yeah, you're putting a lot of pressure on
that. Well, then they don't like the ring.
Exactly.
The ring doesn't fit.
Yes, like, yes. There's too many variables of just, like, we don't need this big surprise. We don't need a, you know, I had no idea I was going to get engaged today.
Yeah.
No, you love this person. You should know if that's in the plan.
Yeah, for sure. So, yeah, we went ring shopping, got a couple ideas. And I went back, like, pretty quickly.
Uh-huh.
Bought the ring that she has now. But I had it for, like, a month, 2 months, whatever. Because I didn't know exactly how I wanted to propose. I didn't really like the idea of doing the in front of family thing. Mm-hmm. Kind of wanted it just to be me and her. So, a nice fall day, we went up to Itasca State Park. Beginning of the Mississippi. And I thought that was kind of cool because it's the beginning of the Mississippi.
Yeah,
you know,
very
whatever.
Symbolic.
Yeah, kind of, right? And then we kind of just, you know, did our thing all day. And they have a big lookout tower, like a fire watch tower. My plan was originally to do it there, and that's where we did it. But then we got there, and they only let so many people up on the tower at a time.
Mm-hmm.
So you have, like, one person at the very watch, and then you have, like, three groups climbing their way up and climbing their way. Sure. You know, there's a series of stuff going on.
So and you're going to be around people.
Yeah, and I'm like, oh, shoot. So this isn't going to work great. So now we're, like, standing there, and I'm like, now what? Because this is like the end of the day. Like, we're doing this, and then we're like, all right, well, we should probably go home, whatever. And we get up there. There's a couple up there at the time. They're taking pictures, doing their thing. And then I looked down and there's another group of people coming up. So I knew I had a very small window.
Yeah.
And yeah, just, you know, I probably didn't say at all what I had planned, but just, you know, the basic, like, you know, I love you forever and ever. Got down on my knee right there. So up
and the
on
other couple is sitting there taking pictures.
No, they walked down.
Okay, all the time. Okay. So it was just us two.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I had a very small window of when they walked down and when the next couple was coming up, where then, you know, it was kind of our time to start coming down. So yeah, we were up there by ourselves.
It was seconds before the other group came up.
They like walked up as I was like coming up.
And I think they heard it because I kind of heard them like make a little like, ooh.
Yeah.
And then so all this is happening, and now we got to walk down all of these stairs. You know, and plus we just walked up, so you're up there, and you're like, okay, I got to catch my breath there a minute, but I got to get this done.
Yeah.
And he's nervous.
I love you. Yeah.
So, yeah, it didn't work. I mean, it worked great. It was great. Yeah. But, like, yeah, I don't know if that was the you know, whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
In your mind, it was, yeah, and then you get there.
In my head, there was nobody else there, which I didn't account for. Yes. So.
It was funny. I was totally surprised. Completely surprised. I had no idea. I did notice, though, after the fact, I started thinking about things, and I was like, oh, that makes sense now.
Yeah, there's a lot
of
things.
He was just kind of off that day. But I think also, like, either you didn't sleep good the night before, or you, like, something was going on that I'm like, oh, no, he's probably just
off. There's
whatever.
A reason.
And then, as we were walking up there, I was standing on the one side of him, and I was like, what's in your pocket? There was something, like, in his pocket that he usually has just these, like, the specific items in his pocket.
Tina, stop looking at my pocket.
And I'm like, and literally, he goes, why don't you walk on the other side of me? And I didn't think anything of it until after that. I was like, the ring was in your pocket.
Yes.
I was like, that makes sense.
I brought two jackets that day. It was a fall day. I had two jackets. So one jacket that I was just wearing my regular day, and then I knew that I was going to do the little slip where, all right, let's go start walking towards, because you got to walk towards this tower. And then we got just stepping a little bit. Oh, I'm going to put my other jacket on. I don't like this one. I'm going to put a different jacket on. You just stay here. Let me go grab this other jacket. I already had the ring planted in the jacket, ready to go. So, I don't know. I thought that was pretty slick. It worked pretty good.
Did you have the big box, too?
But, dude, they make ring boxes way too big. And then so, like, before this, too, I'm, like, debating, like, what, because I had it, like, in this pocket here. And I'm like, should I just do the ring? No, I kind of want the box. You know, that's the whole part of it, is like the box open. And so, yeah, I did bring the whole box, and I was like, well, I only got to fake this for a little bit longer. We're almost there. But yeah, so it worked out really good. But yeah, the people then kind of threw it off a little bit. We're like, looking back now, I had a lot of other really good opportunities where we were like in beautiful spots, you know, but yeah, it worked out fine.
So then all of the words that you wanted to say to her, did they just transition into wedding vows? Like,
it was very like, you know, I love you for, you know, I loved you forever. What, you know, like, I don't even remember what I really said, but
it's
pretty much
exactly what you said.
It was very quick, just because I knew I was on such a time crunch. So,
well, and I think just with the relationship we have, like, there wasn't more needed to be said.
Right.
I think too, like, it was perfect timing, and we, I don't know, we have very good communication, and so we know.
Yeah.
Like, there wasn't more that needed to be said than
it's
that.
It's very,
like,
practical romance.
But
you're just like, we're here. We're showing up every day. You don't need to be gushy.
Right.
This
right. And neither of us are like that.
Yeah.
We're not very gushy.
But I think, like, a proposal, like, being, like, so perfect, too, just wasn't the tone I wanted right away. Mm-hmm. Like, I wanted it to just be, like, kind of natural and raw.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I knew, like, being up there, just being kind of natural and raw felt better for us, I feel.
Mm-hmm.
More of what we are, yeah.
Well, yeah, you're staying true to your relationship.
Yep, for sure, so.
Mm-hmm. Me, on the other hand, I need the gushy. I need, you know, sweep me off my feet, woo me.
Yeah.
Tell me how much you love me over and over again.
Yeah. But yeah, then we just went back to the truck and drove home.
Yeah.
Just drove
home.
Well,
we called the grandparents.
I called
my sister. My sister's my absolute best friend, and so I call her for everything. And just happened to be that my mom was with her, and I was like, perfect.
Yeah.
And I told her, and they were like, what?
They had no
idea that you
were getting engaged?
No. I mean, we were together for what? 6 years at that time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, it happened. They're like, where, when, what, who? I was like, chill.
Yeah.
We just got engaged, right?
Right.
We have a house together.
Yeah. And so, yeah, that was fun.
And I didn't tell anybody. The only person who knew I had a ring was her dad. Asked for permission.
Yeah.
And that was like days before, you know, so like, I didn't tell my brother, my mom and dad. Mm-hmm. I didn't tell nobody. I wanted this to be like, I don't know. I felt so just in between me and her, you know, yeah. like it didn't need to be like, hey, this is what I'm doing, you know? So I just wanted it to be, yeah, I just wanted it to be between her mm-hmm. and me.
And the people coming up the stairs.
And the people coming up the stairs.
Well, and he called his parents. Well, they didn't answer. And so he called them again. They still didn't answer. And we're like, oh, they're out on a motorcycle ride.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, they were like, oh, we'll talk to them later, whatever. And so they pulled off. They called us, and they're like, what's going on?
Well, yeah, you get a call like, twice in a row from your kids.
What's going on?
Yeah. Somebody died.
I think it was more than twice. I was just like,
oh, it might have been.
Hitting it.
Oh, my God. As a parent, don't do that
so
to
they pulled off on, like, a county road, you know, and just like, what's going on? And I remember I said, oh, I think I'm leaving my girlfriend here. Like, I'm leaving her here. And they're like, oh, okay. And I was like, I'm bringing home a fiance. And they're like, oh, really? You know, all
yeah. And so when we got home, like, oh, look at the ring. And, like, all that kind of fun stuff. So, yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, I had to go look at the ring. Yeah. So, yeah, it worked out good, though.
What was the conversation like with her dad?
He loved my dad, but he's awkward, and he knows it. Yeah.
No, it was pretty good. I think he had an idea of like, because it was during the middle of the week. At the time, I was working nights, and then he works like a day shift type position. So I got him while he was coming out of work and before I was going to work. And I knew I had like a half hour. I figured a half hour is more than enough time because I have a good relationship with her dad. So this is going to be easy peasy. Hey, what do you think about this? Good. All right, perfect.
Cool. Done.
And so, and that's how it was. Hey, Scott, you know, I'm thinking about asking Tina to marry me. Yep, good to go. And then we just like bullshitted for like a half hour, and the whole time he's very good at the Minnesota goodbye.
He's a pro at it.
Sounds good, then I better get going. Oh, and then, you know,
starts talking. Conversation.
And like the whole time I'm like creeping towards my truck, like, all right, dude, I gotta get going to work here.
You know,
but yeah, it went super well. Yeah, super easy.
That's awesome.
I don't think he like had to think about it at all.
No,
my dad, you know, he was
He might have said something too, like, yep, I figured this is what you were calling me over for. Because middle of the week.
Because we even talked after the fact, and he was like, He's like, I knew it was going to happen.
Which I'm sure a parent knows that. Like, to a certain degree, like, if you're calling me up out of the blue at a weird time and you want to talk.
Yeah.
And you've been dating for a long time.
Yeah.
I got an idea.
Yeah. What's going on? Help me get rid of Tina. That's not what we're talking about.
You got to move her out.
So now tell me about this baby, this cute baby that you have. How long did we from marriage to baby in the baby carriage?
We waited a bit. We did. We waited like a year or two, I would say.
Thank you for tuning into this episode of The Love Story. The story ran super long, and it was a great story to tell, so we're actually breaking this one up into two episodes. So you can hear the first half this week and then get part two next week. Thank you for listening to The Love Story Podcast. You can subscribe to the show, and you can follow us at The Love Story Podcast on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. Do you think you have a love story for the ages? Do you think you have a love story that's like a meet cute? Or maybe you just have a regular old love story, but you guys have been together for so long that you don't even remember how you met? We would love to have you on the Love Story Podcast to tell your story. Every love story is unique. Every love story is special. And whether you think you've got a cool story, a funny story, or just a heartwarming story, or just a story of the everyday regular old love, that's the kind of stuff we want to hear. Reach out at info@lovestoryweddingshow.com and we will schedule a time to get you featured on the Love Couch. If you're not local, we have the capabilities of doing it digitally as well. So don't forget to reach out info@lovestoryweddingshow.com or head to the show notes.